okay. If I got you, well, it's a good day.
It's 7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Supermarket guru Phil Lempert is here with lots of important information about salt, the benefits of chocolate, how long you're going to live, gluten-free food. Look at all this stuff, Jennifer. Do you believe it? This guy really knows what's going on. Everyday anti-aging foods, what you need to know about probiotics, shopping if you have diabetes. I'm just going to sit back and listen. Phil, take it away.
Go.
Well, probably the most important thing that I did all week is I was in Detroit, then in Ontario, Canada, visiting hothouses.
Really?
Hothouses for tomatoes, hothouses for peppers, and talking to these growers about what's going on in the world and, you know.
In their world.
No, in our world.
In our
unfortunately,
world.
Because of the weather conditions and so on. You know, the reality is that a lot of these farmers, whether they be big farmers or small farmers, are really struggling.
Yeah, they are.
And a lot of it has to do with the weather.
A lot of it has to do. Well, we have two strikes against us this year, the weather and the cost of fuel.
Yep.
So
absolutely.
I have friends from North Dakota through Iowa, the Midwest, all the way to Ohio, and even Pennsylvania, up here where I am in New England. We haven't gotten one thing in the ground. Well, that's not true. We've planted some hay and pasture seed, but we haven't got any corn in the ground. The guys who are the truck farmers are having a hard time getting the produce in the ground. There isn't anything being planted in Ohio and west of there, through across the Mississippi, up into the Dakotas. It is going to be, when you get down to brass tacks, and it isn't just the things that are grain, the cost of Cheerios and cornflakes and things like that. But if you like steak, that's going to be pretty darned expensive too, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just about everything.
Yeah.
And in fact, you know, I'm going to mention, you know, an organization that I know Doug can't stand, but Walmart. I met with the head of sustainability of Walmart.
I'm being nice. I'm saying nothing.
Well, here's what they're doing. They're actually working very closely with farmers.
Yeah.
They are lending them money at 0% interest so that these farmers can, you know, can survive and prosper. Mm. They've actually put together a buying group so that all these independent little farmers can buy with the Walmart power, if you would, whether it be corrugated boxes or seeds or anything that they need.
Yeah. They're doing it for their own self-interest, even though it does help
the
price. Yeah,
you know, what they're doing is they're doing it so that they can have a good supply of high-quality produce. I mean, their mission, frankly, when it comes to produce, is to reduce the cost of produce for everyone in America.
Yeah.
And they're cutting out a lot of those middle layers.
Well, one of the things in terms of Walmart's the value of their, they are now the biggest purveyor of foodstuff in the,
in the
country,
world.
If not the world.
In the world.
In the world. And so the thing that marks their MO, modus operandi, is the price you get paid for the privilege of selling things to Walmart. And so whether or not they're helping them or this is only the only discount I'm taking here is what I know to be the truth about what they pay for anything and everything, whether it's food, whether it's clothing, whether whatever it is. You have to, if the normal price is $3, they want it for $2.25. And oftentimes
frankly,
the margins are
working,
so close. That
but they're working with manufacturers. And I'm not a big defender of Walmart, so I don't want everybody to think that.
Yeah.
But they really work with these people to take waste out of the system so that at $2.25, they can still make as much money as they were making at $3.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know what? If it works and helps people, I just my problem isn't this sort of thing because I'm listening to you and I don't know what their relationship with farmers is. I just know what their relationship with their employees is like and what their relationship with China and the things that we've brought in here.
Oh, I agree on that.
Cheap. It just is, it troubles me. Okay. So, but if they're helping farmers, I'd be their number one fan because I want to help the farmers as well. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, brought to you by the incredible edible egg, America's egg farmers, who invite you to start off your day today with an egg or two or three because they are so good and they are so inexpensive. I think we have an average of 15 cents a piece for eggs. I wonder how that'll be affected with all the realities here, there, and everywhere in terms of what the feed's going to cost for any livestock.
Well,
not only
the feed, but if you look at the tornadoes in Alabama, it wiped out about 25% of the poultry. And Alabama is the third largest state, poultry state, in the nation.
Yeah.
So there's no question in my mind. I'm not sure about laying eggs. But I know for, you know, breasts of chicken and
yeah.
chicken parts and so on, those
yeah.
prices are going up.
Yeah.
No question about that. And in fact, you know, I don't know if you saw this, Doug, but we did a report this week about this new machine that actually prints a nutritional facts panel on an egg.
Really?
Yeah. It's this device. It's called an egg bot.
Egg bot.
I like that.
People have a lot of time on their hands, I guess.
Apparently, yeah.
And that's no yolk.
And you can actually buy this at home, and you can print on anything that's cylindrical, whether it be an egg or a baseball, or well, I guess it has to have a smooth surface.
Mm-hmm.
But they're printing nutritional information on eggs so that people can see just how healthy they really are.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's very cool. And eggs, not only here in our country, but around the world, become much more popular because they are so good for you. They have a lot of essential vitamins and minerals. 70 calories, that's all you get when you're having an egg. I've been much more, as a matter of fact, Jennifer will laugh at this, Phil, you might too. One of our sponsors is Metafast, and they have a scrambled egg packet.
So Doug likes to do mix-ins
right.
with his diet.
So I've been using regular eggs with the Metafast scrambled eggs. Yesterday I had two eggs and the Metafast scrambled eggs, and they scrambled them all together. And it's actually quite good, very tasty. Charlotte and I both loved it.
Mm-hmm.
It's great stuff. So you'll want to – really a lot of nutrition for not a lot of money, and that's really what the bottom line is with eggs. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru. You might also check out Phil Lempert's Food Sense on the web. If you go to DougStephan.com and you click on Phil's picture, you can see a link to Phil's Food Sense. And there's some information about milk there that I would like to discuss with Senora Lempert in just a moment. 14 after the hour on Good Day.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
I'm Susan Solovic, and during Small Business Week, I'm working with Inc. from Chase to help entrepreneurs avoid some of the mistakes they make when growing their companies. For instance, many small business owners assume as long as they're passionate about their business, they will make a profit. This is simply not true. Passion doesn't equal profit. It's important to look for tools that help business owners keep track of expenses. For example, Inc. from Chase offers free additional cards for employees with individual spending limits, online customized reports for expense tracking and tax purposes, and even the ability to earn rewards on all business spending that can be reinvested back into the business or used for personal items. At the end of the day, resources like these give small business owners more time to focus on their customers, cultivate employees, and ultimately grow their business. For more tips, you can check out my new book, It's Your Biz, The Complete Guide for Starting Your Own Business, which is available to order at itsyourbizbook.com.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, gecko man.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Amdrol Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem.
Ugh. Ugh. Oh,
If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
17 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. In a few minutes, Peter Greenberg joins us. If you're looking for a way to avoid traffic jams and cab fees, try a water taxi as an alternative way to travel. I have taken the water taxi
water
from
taxi, but
the
you can't go certain places with water taxi.
Well, you won't be able to get from, let's see, you can't get from Albany.
From Santa Monica to Los Angeles Airport?
No, I don't think you can do that.
No.
No.
And
both
around
day.
The water.
I watched last night. I was, for some reason or another, I woke up because we had a thunderstorm through here, and Charlotte was upset, so I woke up, and I turned the television set on. I'd never seen this taxi cab thing where the taxi driver gets people to talk about what's going on in there. Mostly
taxi cab confessions.
Yeah.
Huge show.
People are crazy. They really are. All right, so anyway, we're at Phil's. I don't know if you're following along, folks. If you haven't gone to Phil's website yet, you're behind the times, please. Everybody in the class, go to DougSteffen.com, click on Phil's picture, and then go to Phil's Food Sense. You will find Phil has a segment in there, or a section, excuse me, on milk, considered a vital part of a growing child's diet, touted for building strong bones and providing a foundation for a healthy life. However, increased usage of hormones and antibiotics in the dairy industry have brought into question milk's infallible reputation. Not if you're using raw milk, however, but you are so right about this, Phil. So right. Yesterday in my milk store, I was talking to this couple. The daughter had come in. She was fascinated with the cows and walking around looking at all of the things. And this guy grew up on a farm, and he was so worried. He drank raw milk as a kid. And then as an adult, he stopped drinking because it wasn't around. Now he wants to go. He's thinking about going back. He said, but what about all the things they say? I looked at him. I said, you grew up drinking raw milk. What do you mean, all the things they say?
Right,
what do
right.
they say? Well, it's dangerous. I said, the government says that. Have them prove it to you. Meanwhile, the government says this stuff is good for you, and it isn't any good for you. You found that out when you did your research. There's a lot of milk news here, and you knew I'd be attracted to that. This is a result of the story in the show, Phil's Food Sense, right? This is part
Correct.
Of the show. So what did you find out about milk? What's
well,
in that show?
Well, first of all, probably the biggest problem that I see, and again, I'm prejudiced because my grandfather was a dairy farmer.
Yep.
But one of the biggest problems that I think we have in this country is people don't consume enough milk on a regular basis,
yep.
number one.
Now, our friend who's the nutritionist from the Wellness Forum in Columbus says we don't need milk. It's not good for us.
Well, you know, it depends on what that milk actually is.
Popper.
But I've got to tell you something that I honestly believe that if we had kept on consuming the kind of milk that we did with kids growing up and everything else, we would not have the problems that we have with rotting teeth because of the carbonation in soda, with, you know, with being obese because of whether it be high fructose corn syrup or regular sugars or all those artificial sweeteners in there.
Yeah.
However, one of my big concerns is the amount of moms who are buying milk in Tetra Paks that have sugars added to get their kids to drink it.
Right, or chocolate
That's
milk
no
or flavored banana
soda.
Milk, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not good. So you'll want to check all that out. Phil is devoted. His dedication is to you and how to save at the supermarket and how to know what you're buying, that sort of thing. So if you want to know what's going on, he's testing new products all the time. Go to supermarketguru.com and check out his daily news flash. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, here at your service on Good Day.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The name of the character Ed Ames played. We give you a swell prize in the
Box of Defense
television show. In the booth. 800
soft food
510.
Hey, I guess they're right. Senior citizens, although slow and dangerous behind the wheel, can still serve a purpose.
I'll be right back.
Don't you go dying on me.
Come join us. Doug Steffens, good day.
Greatest pop songs in the history of pop music. As it turns out, Jennifer, Stevie Wonder, and the number one week on the Billboard pop music chart with his song, the third number one song for him. This was during this week in 1973. Fingertips Part 2, Superstition. And this was number three. That's it's just great, great, great stuff. Crank it up, Michael, will you?
And nobody thought our love was
my head is moving, how'd you know?
Mine is too.
How could you not love that? Great, great stuff. Congratulations to him and all the great music, all the fun, the pleasant memories we have of who we were with and what we were doing when we first heard that song. Very cool stuff. 25 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, The Week in Review, the Walt Disney Company applied for the trademark on the name SEAL Team 6. Right after the raid, they went to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office as Disney Enterprises with the intention of using the mark, so they say, for entertainment products, education products, clothing, toys, games, and Christmas stockings. Companies have tried to trademark these sorts of things before. Let's see, I remember right after we went into Iraq, Sony applied for the trademark Shock and Awe as a title for a video game. It was abandoned, though. They didn't get out. I don't know what success they have. I know that people were talking about it earlier in the week and whether it was appropriate or not. What do you think? 800-510-8255. What's appropriate? Let's take three or four things and you tell us whether you think they're appropriate. Number one, Walt Disney applies for a trademark on SEAL Team 6. Appropriate? Yes or no? Going to start off the bidding at $25, Jennifer?
Not appropriate.
Not appropriate. Okay.
No, what do you think?
Appropriate or not appropriate? I don't. I guess maybe I should have a third. I don't care.
But yeah, that's. I mean, it doesn't affect my life, but just. Eh.
Yeah. All right, here's the next one.
Okay.
Vikram Pandit. Do you know who he is?
No clue.
Runs Citigroup, the bank.
Okay.
Made $23.2 million last year. They gave him that as a, the board of directors gave him that as a retention package to keep him from moving to another bank. Is that appropriate or not? 800-510.
It's annoying, what that is.
What is it?
It's annoying. It's not appropriate or inappropriate. It's annoying.
Appropriate, one way or another. 800-510-8255. Peter Fonda has launched an attack on the President of the United States, calling him a traitor. He says the handling of the Gulf oil spill was a disgrace. Was it appropriate for Peter Fonda?
I love when your boss comes out.
Peter
makes me happy.
Fonda, as opposed to Peter Fonder. Is it appropriate for him to call the president a traitor? You may respond to any or all of those things at 800-510-8255. This is Good Day at 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Are you looking for a way to avoid traffic jams and cab fees in a major city? Try a water taxi as an alternate way to travel from point A to point B. Boston City Water Taxi Fleet takes travelers to and from several airport hotels, which are then a free shuttle ride away from Logan Airport. But best of all, a round-trip ticket for the entire waterfront is only $17. Water Taxi Fort Lauderdale makes 14 stops, and with a $15 all-day pass, it's an easy way to see some of the city from a unique perspective. You'll pass mega mansions and yachts, and stop at well-known spots like Las Olas Boulevard and Esplanade Park. And if you thought New Yorkers only travel by subway, think again. New York Water Taxi is commuter boats going to neighborhoods that are worth exploring. The IKEA Express takes travelers from Pier 11 to the docks of Red Hook, Brooklyn. Yes, it's the site of an IKEA store, but it's also where the Queen Mary 2 docks. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Are you ready to do something about your high credit card debt? Tired of paying double-digit interest rates, late fees, over-limit fees? It's time to stop the madness. Get out of debt the safe and affordable way with Credit Card Relief. With Credit Card Relief, there are no upfront fees, no monthly maintenance fees, and no settlement fees. You don't pay anything until a debt is settled, all with a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's Credit Card Relief, managed by local attorneys in-state, with workout plans tailored to your debt situation. Get out of debt in months instead of years, all while saving thousands in future bank fees. Call the original Credit Card Relief, where the consultation is free and the results are real.
Call Credit Card Relief at 877-888-9570. 877-888-9570. Not available in all states. Call 877-888-9570.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Doctor says I'm fine. Don't worry. Be happy. So why not? Let's have that in our focus. 33 and change past the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. We're discussing what's appropriate or what isn't appropriate. And I had three examples.
Okay.
Maybe you have a better one. Yes. I want to know what Jennifer is asking and following on Facebook.
Rapture.
Rapture.
Yes.
All right.
Rapture,
so here are
yes
the threads.
No.
Here are the threads. The basic, every day there are two or three, maybe four things that become the thread, and then a dozen or 14 other things that sort of fall into whatever conversational mode we may be in.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is the rapture and whether or not the earth will be done, cooked, finished, finito as of 6 tomorrow.
And then we have the Arnold.
And then we have the Arnold and the maid situation, mm-hmm. Which people are talking a great deal about. So we have those two items that are very prominent. And then there are the other things that we sort of inveigle into discussion. For example, I asked whether it was appropriate for Walt Disney to apply and get a trademark on the name SEAL Team 6. Is that appropriate or not? 800-510-8255. Is it appropriate for Peter Fonda? You like that, Jennifer? Peter Fonda to call the president a traitor at the Cannes Film Festival. That appropriate or not? I mean, the likely stuff is, oh, yeah, the people who don't like Obama say, yeah, yeah, yeah. And the people who love Obama, no, he's a bum. I'm never going
to
look at his movies again.
To be fair, I don't know if that's the best way to deal with calling the president anything. I mean,
not
you can
good,
say why
no,
you don't
yeah,
like him.
Yeah.
But traitor's kind of a strong, those are fighting words.
Them's fighting words.
Them's fighting words.
And then is it appropriate that the head of Citigroup got paid an award? That's how the board of directors, they sort of encapsulated the verbiage and used award when they wrote him a check for $23.2 million to keep him from going to another bank or another Wall Street firm. Highest paid executive on Wall Street now. Citigroup has been bailed out not once, but twice by you and me. So, and this guy was the head of it all along. Let's see, we got another guy who was paid 23 something million also. Who's this guy? He runs a JP Morgan. His name is Jamie Dimon. I'm looking at some of the amount, some of these months. This is like 22, 23, 21 million for these guys. Good God. All right, is that appropriate? 800-510-8255. Let me help you promote yourself for a moment. Those of you who are.
Me?
Well, yeah, you could. This is good stuff.
I'd like a promotion.
You would. A promotion. Right. What is it? It's like promotion in motion.
Yes, I would like a in motion promotion.
There is a there's a company. Now I started talking about it. Where did I put that stuff? I do this all the time. I have my mind. I'm so focused on.
And then I say something and throw you all off base. Darn it.
Yes, you have done that.
That's why there's no promotion for me.
Right. Instead, I've decided I'm going to talk to Ivan, who's in Lake Havasu. Ivan, you can save the day by being intelligent and articulate. Go ahead, sir.
Help.
Hey, this is Ivan the Bagel Man. I met you down here.
Ivan the Bagel Man, and you had great bagels. Yes, I remember. No, we didn't have any jelly, though, did we?
No, I know. We had some cream cheese.
Yeah.
And listen, you hear talk about the ice cap melting?
Yes.
And Bangladesh going away?
Yes.
Who's going to answer all the bank card questions?
That's a good question, sir. Not only do we have a problem with the rapture suggestion, I was talking about this book, Deep Future, and what will happen over the next 100,000 years. We're worried about the next 100,000 seconds here. This preacher, for those of you who haven't heard about the Reverend Harold Camping is his name, set the date for the 21st of May, around 6 p.m., He's a former civil engineer, is on the Family Radio Network, collecting money for them and for himself, and scaring the pants off of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, there are people who are going around today wondering if they will be able to go to bed tomorrow night or not. This is a significant movement, by the way, and oftentimes these things happen. I was looking at a cultural psychologist who suggested. This guy's a professor at the University of Oregon, or Oregon State, I think, that since January 1st, we've had a lot of acute social crises. Is that the right word? Crises. And this is the, and any number of times, the end has been prophesized. Predicted.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people believe this stuff, and they're running around selling T-shirts and selling Bibles, read the Bible, and you'll be saved.
Who would buy a T-shirt about the end of the world?
Welcome to the end of the world.
I'm not going to get to wear it.
Is there popcorn also with that?
Mm-hmm.
So are you worried about anything, Ivan, today? What's on your mind today that worries
you? No, I'd say let him go, and I'm ready. You got to live every day like it's the last one.
Right.
I'm with you, Ivan.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is the seal thing, I don't think that's appropriate.
All right, so then we'll do the appropriate with you. Is it appropriate or not? The SEAL team thing, you said no, all right? The other two things, should the Citigroup chief executive get $23.2 million in award money to keep him going to another firm?
No, not when my credit card is 23.99% interest rate. No.
Well, you're lucky. Most everybody's paying 29. You must have good credit. All right, and the other thing, Peter Fonda calling the president a traitor. Is that appropriate or not?
Not appropriate. We need to respect the presidency, the office. The person running it, you know, is always questionable. But we got to have respect for our country and our office and everything.
I'm so with you on everything today, Ivan.
All right,
I win. I get
right
an A.
On.
You get
I'm
an A.
Bagel.
You get a gold star and an A.
And a bagel.
And a bagel.
And a bagel.
Right. Thanks, Ivan. 800-510-8255. You think that wasn't, as if rapture wasn't enough to worry about. The CDC this week has warned you to prepare for the zombie apocalypse. The Center
for
Disease.
This is a game, right, in pop culture? That what would you do if there was a zombie attack?
But these guys, this is for real.
This is real. I know.
Right.
I know.
They said that they posted all over the place. Take a zombie apocalypse. There are all kinds of emergencies you can prepare for, so they say in their posting. Take a zombie apocalypse, for example. That's right. I said zombie apocalypse. You may laugh now, but when it happens, you'll be happy you read this. And, hey, maybe you'll even learn a thing or two about how to prepare for a real emergency. That's posted on the CDC website. Emergency preparation, the worry about zombies. Assistant Surgeon General Ali Khan is responsible for the post. Instructs readers how to prepare for flesh-eating zombies, much like how they appear in Hollywood movies.
Well, we already have the flesh-eating bacteria. Is that what she means? Or does she mean a real person that wants to eat flesh?
Have an emergency kit in your house?
Huh.
You can. The government's going to set up zombie-free refugee camps. That's what you want our tax dollars to be used for, right?
Yeah, why not?
Other items in your kit protect you from the zombies includes duct tape, a battery-powered radio, clothing, copies of important documents, and first aid. Why do you need duct tape? You'll put it over the mouth of the zombie?
Wrap them down just in case.
Yeah, tie them down. Can you believe this? Once you've made your kit, you ought to sit down with your family and come to an emergency plan. I wonder,
this
you know,
is
we
not
should
real.
Ask, we have to ask Dr. Ken what happens when you encounter a zombie. You think you need, he probably
you know, I would hide behind Dr. Ken if there was a zombie attack for sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, I found what I was looking for, the tool that cuts through all the media chatter.
Mm-hmm.
We started using this. You can start using this. Actually, Jennifer, you ought to use this at CRN. Text messages. You must email out or a direct
Absolutely.
Market, aren't you, to the
yeah,
people that listen?
Sure,
CRN Digital is the audio component for television around the country that Jennifer and her dad run in Los Angeles. And this is a good way for you to promote anybody who has a business. This is a great way for you to promote. See how it works. Learn more. There's a free trial. Text to Doug, D-O-U-G, Doug, to 313131. That's keyword Doug to short code 313131 and see how fast this can work. Get through and cut through the media chatter. Deliver your message. The example is Doug at 313131.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Jack Stockwell with another Nutritional Minute. Yesterday, I told you about Spanish moss and what it can do to spur on your sex drive. Today, I want to tell you that all these commercials for sexual enhancement for a man trying to address the symptoms of ED, as you well know, are everywhere. First, they started on golf channels, then football channels, now all channels, even chick channels. Your guys, if they've been eating the standard American diet, are loaded with food preservatives, color enhancers, mold inhibitors, artificial flavors, and dyes as a result of eating non-foods. They've been eating out of a box, a bag, or a can. Nature made you to eat the vegetable kingdom, or something that ate the vegetable kingdom and as close to the form that nature made it. You want your man back? Feed him real food, fish oils, wheat germ oil, Tillandsia, to name a few. Would you like help understanding why men aren't men when they don't eat real food? Call me at 866-867-5070. That's 866-867-5070.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Every once in a while when Ken Kronhaus is here, because I love Ken, and I so adore once in a while I'll get off on a tangent on our Saturday morning.
You
we're
do?
On the air live. No. I know, it's hard to believe.
That's weird.
From 6 to 8 East Coast time, Dr. Ken and I are on the air live. Ken's taking your calls, questions, about your own medical health. And once in a while, we get off on something, or I'll start something, and Ken will just play deadpan, or he won't work with me. He just says nothing, and there'll be like 4 or 5 seconds of dead air, and he's like, okay, let's get back. He completely cuts my legs out from under, and he does it so innocently. So every once in a while, I like to get back at him.
Oh, no. And ask him a really tough question. Like zombies, yes or no?
Well, I was planning on doing that, too. But I want Ken to go into the swamp with me for a minute. I asked 3 questions, and I know you listened before you come on the air, so you've heard me ask the question whether it's appropriate or not for Walt Disney to have applied for a trademark for the SEAL Team 6 logo. Is that appropriate or not? What do you think, Ken?
No.
No. All right. That's number one. Is it appropriate for Peter Fonda? There I am again. Peter Fonda to call President Obama a traitor?
No.
No. All right. Is it appropriate for the Citigroup head to get $23.3 million to keep him from going to another company?
Yes.
It is? Okay. Now that's about, well, I think, yeah, I mean, under the circumstances.
He didn't steal it. He's playing the market. No. That seems what he's worth.
That's the problem is that people use the fact that the government bailed out this company twice under his leadership. Citigroup's got bailed out twice, not once. So does he deserve
it? Do you ever pinch your patients extra hard if you don't like them?
But that's a different question. Should we have bailed them out?
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a good question. You're right. Dr. Ken, brought to us by the folks at Salon Paws. Salon Paws, the pad that you put on your pain. How's that? That's a new slogan. I think they like that. You think they? The pad you put on your pain. Where does it hurt? Tell the doctor.
That's why I put my Salon Paws on you every day.
Well, Salon Paws, it's the first and only FDA-approved over-the-counter patch, Doug. It's for mild to moderate back joint and muscle pains. I love it. I see my patients getting better with it. You don't have to have those pills go through the body. If you're suffering from pain, there's no reason why you shouldn't try this, and we have a way to get it for free.
Go to the DrKenShow.com. Now, there was a big hubbub about your website being infected, but I think it's okay now, right? It's all cleaned up. Or did you even
tell
know
me Google it? Approved it, so if Google approves it.
Google says it's okay, it's okay. All right, DrKenShow.com for your free sample of Salon Paws. Get rid of the pain. Try a patch free. If you're really in pain, go to the local Walgreens right now and get a box of Salon Paws. Put it on wherever it aches, wherever the pain is, no matter where it is. No pills. Nothing will upset anything about you. It's good. And it works. What more do you want to know? Salon Paws. Get a free one at drkenshow.com. Okay. So, selenium. I had my body bio report. You and I were talking to the doctor this week about how I need more selenium. And remember, I don't know, maybe 6-8 months ago, there was a study suggesting we ought to stay away from selenium. Now, today, you found one that indicates selenium is good for something.
Well, it's the yin-yang of medicine, Doug. We talk about this all the time. What's the risk of doing something versus the risk of not doing something? It's why one size doesn't fit all. But this is a lot of hope. Graves' disease, elevated thyroid. You see those bulging eyes. And in the past, we've had no good treatment for this. This is real. Out of the New England Journal of Medicine, Doug, they're showing that selenium might help treat the symptoms in Graves' eye disease. So if you know anyone with elevated thyroid, with bulging eyes, make sure they know about selenium, 100 milligrams twice a day for 6 months, dramatic benefit. New England Journal of Medicine. Exactly.
People bug eyes. They look like catfish eyes.
Yes.
Yeah. Selenium may help treat those symptoms, Graves' disease. It is something that bothers a lot of people. And so that's some good news. And you can find this stuff out, by the way, if you go to bodybioreport.com. Send your blood to these people or get them to take a sample if you want to do it that way and have them examine your blood to see if you need selenium. My blood test that we talked about, Ken, one was a Monday or Tuesday of this week. The fellow, Ed Kane, who runs a Body Bio Report, said I needed more selenium. So it's just one of the many things you can find out. Don't over-medicate or self-medicate. Find out what you need from the Body Bio Report. Register for your report at bodybioreport.com, bodybioreport.com. And they also have some great products that you might want to check out, too, when you're there, right?
May I tease for the weekend?
You may.
We're going to talk about the first paralyzed man who has ever stood up. This is real from the medical journal Lancet.
Miracle! 51 after.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
Thank you for letting me be myself again. Eddie Murphy and Antonio Banderas from Shrek the Third. Movie music from the number one movie during this week in 2007. So, what is your record? That was the first. No, it was the third Shrek. How many Shrek movies have there been, Tucker?
I believe there have been four.
Four. And is there another one in the making?
I do not think so. I think they said they're going to cap it at four, but.
Yeah, it was the last one, I think.
Really? I'm sure eventually they'll revive the character.
So, how much do they pay if Eddie Murphy gets. What? $7 million, $8 million for doing a movie. How much is Eddie Murphy? How much is warranted? How much can he command as the star of a movie?
Eddie, well, as the voice of those characters.
No, that's what I want. I want to compare and contrast what they get for being on camera and what they get for just doing the voice stuff.
It could be. In some cases, it can be equal. I know Cameron Diaz got $10 million to be the voice of Fiona in the Shrek movies.
Yeah. Yeah,
made a lot of money.
Would you think that would be her standard charge for a movie?
She was making about $15 million to star in a film.
Was she?
Yeah.
Well, that's not bad.
Mm-mm.
No, not at all.
You know, and this is sad, but Eddie Murphy, this is his best role, don't you think, that he's played in the last 10, 15 years?
Probably. Well, he had that one good role in Dreamgirls, got nominated as Best Supporting Actor. But, I mean, for me, Eddie Murphy, Axel Foley, Beverly Hills Cop back in 84. To me, that was Eddie Murphy.
And the Nick Nolte movie, 48 Hours. That was classic stuff.
And Trading Places was classical.
Very classic stuff. Very good stuff. So he's the draw if he wants to be. And that's really the question. And the good thing about doing movies when you're just doing voiceovers, you don't need to learn lines. All you got to do is use the script. Most of these people get this stuff done in a week. They go in and they set up any number of tracks and interpretations. They watch the mouth of the character because the script, the mouthing, that's what I kind of wonder about. How do they know how long it's going to take to say a word? Or the actors just fill the hole by watching the mouths of the characters move while they're talking?
I guess a lot of that stuff is up to the director, what they tell them and what they envision, how it'll turn out in the final process. But you know, it's fairly an art. It's not easy to do. I mean, Robin Williams when he did Aladdin. I mean, that was a great performance. You know, great voice performance. So you know, it's not something you could just go in and sleep through if you want to do it well.
Right. But all right, Chucker's going to give us a rundown of what's coming to the box office this weekend with some predictions about what will do well. What are you interested in? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root, but unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
Chuck Curry is here, Movie Moments on the Good Day program. Chucker has a blog called Entertainment Today and Beyond. You can get to it by going to DougStefan.com. Click on Chucker's picture in the contributors box. One of the things you're writing about and talking about this week is the demand for Arnold product with the scandal. Up or down, Chucker?
Well, his career, his movie career has been put on hold until all this blows away. I guess he wants to find out how many children he has out there.
Yeah.
But DVD sales of Terminator 2 jumped 169% in the last 72 hours. That was reported. I guess people are curious when these, you know, big scales hit and they want to go watch his older properties. Out this weekend, the theaters dug a big summer film, Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, once again starring Johnny Depp as Captain Jack Sparrow. I'm going to predict an $83 million.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Woo.
One other big story, James Cameron's 1997 Oscar-winning epic Titanic will be re-released next April 12th in a remastered 3D experience supervised by the director himself. Cameron seems obsessed with 3D. I don't know if this is a good idea. I'm not a huge 3D fan, but I must say I'll probably go pay to see it. I love Titanic, and to see it on the big screen in 3D, that's a ticket worth paying for.
All right. We were talking about what people are making. Will Smith's son, Jaden, 12 years old.
Yeah.
The highest paid child star in Hollywood got $2 million for The Karate Kid. That was the first movie he was in, right?
Hmm. No, he was in The Pursuit of Happiness with his father a few years before that.
He got a percentage of the profits.
That's where the money came from.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Will Smith was not going to let that go.
No. Wow. Pretty smart. There it is. The story on top of the story. So what will win at the box office, we'll find out from Monday whether Chucker's prediction